Hello everyone, this is Father Tadros Sermina. Always my pleasure being with you in this great program, Peace and Love. In our episode, Be the One, Lead the Way, we are going to complete what we started about the transformational leader. As we mentioned, there are four factors that can help you to be a transformational leader. These are the four I's. We talked the last time about the first I, which is the individualized, idealized influence. The second one is the inspirational motivation. As a leader, you should have this way, inspirational motivation. In order to be a transformational leader, you should inspire others by motivating them, by motivating your followers. You have to find a way to motivate your followers, either through the reward system or psychologically. Always encourage your followers so they can do the extra mile. Believe me, it's not by putting them under the stressful condition that they will give you the best impact. That's not true. Even though, like years ago, in the early 90s, they were thinking that this was a great strategy, just to put the followers under stress so you can get their maximum. But they figured out lately that if you motivate them, they will give you more than you expect. And that's why I'm telling you, motivate them, they will give you the extra mile. Be a good motivator. And how to motivate them? You can use something called ARCS technique. ARCS technique, it's A-R-C-S. A as in apple, R as in Robert, C as in cat, S as in Sam. ARCS technique. What's ARCS technique? A is attention. Give them attention. Attention by the means of listening, by the means of what's going on. Ask about them. Attention. Give attention to them. If you have this kind of inspirational motivation in the form of giving them attention, they will give you what you want because they feel that you are caring about them. Giving them attention is one of the main sources of caring. R is the reward system. Reward system, which is basically like a bonus, like something in the form of money, something in the form of gift. If they did something extra, something good, why not to have a reward system at work? When I'm talking about transformational leader, you can be a transformational leader at work in a profit organization, at a church, in a non-profit organization or any charity. Even at home, if you are a parent, you can be having the idealized influence and the inspirational motivation. Why not to use this technique of idealized influence in convincing your kids and moreover inspire them by the motivation in the form of attention, giving them attention, giving them care and rewards. They will give you more than you expect. ARCS technique. A, attention. R, rewards. And C, confidence in themselves. Focusing on the talents of others. Do not always focus on the defects of others and always saying that, you know what, by focusing on the defects, I'm going to fix it. Believe me, give them their motivation in the form of motivation for their talents. Not always focusing on their defects. I'm not saying not to work on the defects of your followers. I'm not saying that. And by the way, I don't like the word defects, but like, let's say it in another way, points to be developed. So if your followers, your co-workers have points that needs to be developed, it's okay, you need to work on that. But at the same time, you have to focus on their talents. Give them A. Give them A. So that they will be always motivated. They are your co-workers, they are in your company, they are volunteers in the church, they are your kids because God created them with talents. Please, try to search for these talents and to focus on them because this is a way to motivate others. ARCS technique: attention in the form of care, R rewards, and C confidence in your followers by focusing on their talents and the skills which God created in them. S satisfaction. This is mainly psychological satisfaction, emotional satisfaction, so that they feel appreciated. Sometimes this satisfaction is in the form of just thanking them in public, thanking them for what they did, thanking them for their ideas. Praise them in public in front of the whole co-workers or the whole office. These are the ways how to motivate others. If you are a good motivator as a leader, believe me, you are on track of being a transformational leader, because by that way you will be able to make this kind of transformation, and people, co-workers, followers will be extremely loyal to you and to your organization. Transformational leader should be like that, having the idealized influence which we talked about last time concerning convincing others with their way, with the best way that could fit for them. And the second one is inspiration and motivation. Motivate them using the ARCS technique: attention, rewards, confidence in themselves, and the satisfaction concerning the psychological and the emotional appreciation. Look at Jesus, our Lord, when he was with the Samaritan woman. He did the same exactly. Very cooperative with her. And he did this kind of motivation to the extent that this Samaritan woman, in the beginning she was telling him, "Sir," and then she passed by after being much more confident in herself and in him, in our Lord Jesus Christ. She started to tell him, "You are a prophet." At the end of the conversation, she told him, "You are Jesus, our Lord." You see? How can you grab your followers to take them from one step to another in the form of loyalty and in the form of the fulfilling to the message? Because once she finished the conversation with our Lord Jesus Christ, she went back home starting the evangelism, talking about God, fulfilling the message. You see how? So by motivation, by inspirational motivation, the second I for being a transformational leader. Now, I want from you to do something. Please bring a piece of paper and write in this paper idealized influence and inspirational motivation. Now, in this paper write, what can you do to improve your idealized influence through learning, through developing your techniques of convincing, and what can you do to help yourself to motivate others around you? So work on yourself starting from today. Just write even two sentences, but just write it. So when you write, you can put an action plan to fulfill this action plan and to fulfill this message of being a transformational leader. Thank you so much for being with you today. This is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church, located in 3405 Forest Hill Boulevard in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33406. And it will be always my pleasure to join us in our lead program in this link, www.theleadprogram.org. Again, www.theleadprogram.org. You can join us and see our lead program activities. It will be always my pleasure to join us. Looking forward to being with you in our next episode to complete the other two I's. We are going to have one in our next episode and one in another episode. Our next I will be intellectual stimulation. Intellectual stimulation. Thank you so much. Looking forward to being with you in our next episode.